So far in this lesson, we've looked at methods that cells can use to bring in small particles into the cell, such as ions or water molecules. And these methods included passive transport, such as diffusion, osmosis, and facilitated diffusion, as well as active transport involving pumps that are used to bring substances across the membrane against the concentration gradient using energy provided by the cell. In this lesson, we're going to look at another form of membrane transport that is used to bring large particles into or out of the cell. And these two methods are called endocytosis and exocytosis. Cells need these mechanisms to bring in large particles or to export large particles. And these particles may include larger proteins or even entire cells when we're talking about white blood cells, which are used to combat bacterial infections. Similar to what we saw for active transport involving pumps, both endocytosis and exocytosis require energy input from the cell in the form of ATP. In the next series of slides, we're going to learn more about the details of both endocytosis and exocytosis and look at some animations showing them in action.